Chapter 4. London, 2113. Aurelia Tett, project head for the Gauguin reassessment team, has a larger than average cubicle. It's so spartan that Tonia decides the woman's not an academic, though she knows she shouldn't jump to conclusions. Tett is engrossed in a projected spreadsheet, so Tonia knocks in the absence of a door on the cubicle wall. Miss Tett, I've been asked to see you by Elodie Maingay. I'm Tonia Stone. Tett turns her head away from the spreadsheet, but her gaze and attention only follow a couple of seconds later. Oh? She retracts her thoughts. Ah, about Gauguin. Yes. Tremendous. Welcome to the Academy. Take a seat. She casts another glance to the spreadsheet, highlights three cells, and blinks off the projection. And it's Aurelia. Thank you, but Aurelia, French modernism isn't my area. I mean, naturally, I know the essentials, but I haven't researched late 19th or early 20th century art since my undergraduate days. Aurelia gives a dismissive wave, but Tonia is insistent. My area is 15th century Italian, the Quattrocento. Are you sure you want me involved? It's good experience for you to see the end result of a long-term investigation. So, it's primarily a training exercise. In part, there's something in it for us too. We generally have at least one beta reader who is disinterested before we go to our academic referees. These papers can create quite a commotion, so it's best if we prune out any ambiguous statements. That's where you can help. Indicate any areas of confusion. Insert comments and questions. Also, anything that sounds too contentious from a generalist point of view. We'll take it from there. Will my comments be anonymized? I don't want to irritate any staffers. I'm scarcely a month into the job. Send your comments to me. My eyes only. I think it's only fair to tell you what I've already told Elodie, that I can't see how Gauguin can be demoted. Oh, really, Tonia, that's not the spirit. His Polynesian paintings, they establish primitivism as the thing. Picasso took it further, granted.